Maloni, talohani, talofalava, malole soifu, malelangi mama.
Falava, welcome to the Alma Pacific Health. Another beautiful morning. Thank you, Lord. Well, I hope you're all having a good day, a good weekend even. Well, of course it was a good weekend. The mighty Auckland Blues won on the weekend. You know, they had to dig deep to come out on top. Well done, Blues, Auckland City, and fans from all over are right behind you. Can't wait for the next game. The next game to those for Dwayne Faletanoe. Come on, brother. I know you're an undercover Blues fan. Tell you what, I got a season pass to the Blues and Auckland games on me, mate. Blues all day. Well, today we are blessed. We are blessed to have two guests in the studio today to help educate and raise awareness for our listeners. Yes, our Pacific population, our people, about the services out there available to us in order to access and to improve our overall health and well-being outcomes. For example, accessing and getting the right help and services for gambling and drug addictions. You know, there's, for a lot of us out there anyway, we know someone or some people who are addicted to gambling and drugs. So right here with me, I'm blessed to have Mr. Porsala Tautua, the youth team lead for Tupu Services, Waitemata District Health Board. Looking forward to having him on, and we're blessed that he's here. And also, really happy to have one of my day one usos here, Mr. Johnny Angel. Johnny Angel's man. He's someone I've looked up to over the 10 years or so, and he's been on the show for several times. He's come on to help inspire a lot of us, you know, with his journey and what he's up to now. So, Talofa Porsala, how are you?
Yeah. Talofa Atulo Sungale. Yamel.
Thank you.
Great to be here today as well.
Nice. Thank you. Tautua. Johnny, how are you?
Hey, Mal. Hey, Salai. It's fantastic to be here, and I'm honoured. I'm very excited to be on the show, and I appreciate the invite. Much love to my mom and my dad. All those on Avondale. That's where my parents are. So much love.
Awesome. Hey, thank you, guys. If it's okay with you, I like with all the guests that come through to just share with us a bit about yourself, the man, the family man. If you can share with us a bit about yourself growing up and where you're from as well, please.
All right. Faftai. So a little bit about me. I currently am married, three young children. I was born in Samoa. Dad is from Faliasiu in Salonga. Mom's from Aleipata. Moved here about 5 years old.
Yes.
Never returned to Samoa, so I have no idea what my villages look like. So basically raised in New Zealand.
In Auckland?
In Auckland.
Okay.
More specifically, Papakura. That's my hometown, yes. Papakura. Attended Cosgrove Primary, Papakura Intermediate, now called Mansell, and also Papakura High School. All my years there. And then, enjoyed my time in Papakura until Mom and Dad bought our first family home in Manurewa, right next door. And then still located in South Auckland. With the lighters.
Awesome. Hey, thank you also for sharing that with us, Johnny.
I'm still amazed with his life there. It's a lovely family you got there. Sounds like a dream. I wish I had a family like that. That's amazing. Hey, great. For me, I am absolutely the opposite. I do have, we share something in common. I do have my daughter. She's out in Papakura. Mm. Yeah, but unfortunately, we separated with the mum. She's a lovely person. But I'm a single man. I'm sitting here, single. And I do a bit of my passions, of course, is the, my art and my music and my acting. So, that's what keeps me busy, keeps me on track, yeah. Mm. Sorry about that, I just accidentally pressed the play button for one of the songs I'll be singing hopefully today, yeah.
Nice, Johnny. We'll get back to Salah. Mm. You play any sports?
Yeah, growing up, sports was considered more so my thing. So I was privileged to play rugby right to the first 15. My close friends, if they're listening, Lume, a.k.a. Jerome Kino, John R4, those are some close friends playing up in rugby in the good days until they... scholarship towards to St. Kent's, and then basketball as well. So basketball has been a love of for a long time, playing basketball.
Nice. Salah, I understand you played b-ball overseas, correct?
Oh, right, yes. For a little time, I was blessed to... be in the Philippines for a couple of years. Played a little basketball there amongst the people, the good people of the Philippines.
Nice, also nice. Okay, Johnny,
please don't ask me about sports.
Sports.
I'm still amazed at this guy here sitting beside me. He's done some great things. Sports. I went to St. Paul's College, and they are the champions at the sports, especially the rugby league. So big shout out to St. Paul's College. But at my years at sports, and I did poorly. I'm not a sports person, eh? I do love the idea of training and running and dieting and the sports. I do like watching sports, but unfortunately, I'm not a sports player. I did try out for some of the rugby league in the Richmond Rovers Club, but I was just more just jumping in, just trying to lose some weight. I was putting on some weight, jumped in the team, and yeah, for 2 years I tried to get a try. And but the because you know when you play rugby league, you have the you know the back line, and then you have the centre. And I played on the wing. I was a winger, and the centre he never passed me the ball. It's like for 2 years, and but he got tries. He got about 14 tries, and he was fantastic. That was real exciting. I was real happy for him. But yeah, hopefully things goes well, and I'll give that a try so I could tick it off on my list of things to do.
Awesome, Johnny. I mean, you know, there's a, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? An assumption that us PI boys, are made to play sports.
Mm-hmm. So exactly.
If you want to touch on your passions, one of your passions, acting, how did you get involved in that, Johnny?
Oh, for the acting? Well, when I was younger, I love watching Rambo and Sylvester Stallone, Jean-Claude Van Damme, and I used to think, hey, these, you know, really good action heroes in my time. And, you know, and my parents, you know, they used to, you know, they never took me to any movies, but I used to hear from my friends, because I wasn't allowed to go out, but hear from my friends about these movies, and I kind of enjoyed you know, visually watching all of that, and I wished I could be part of the acting. So what I did is that, I'll tell you the truth, Mal, I just, when I was about, I think I was 19 years old, I'm just guessing there the age, I walked in to a modeling agency and I said, hi there, my name's Johnny Angel, I'd like to be in this acting.
Get into acting.
Yeah. This acting thing. And they said, yep, they signed me up and they took some photos and all that. The photos were shocking, but I was able to get a few jobs, like, which are very hard to get into. Shortland Street, that's very hard to get into. But I got into that. I was an extra. And my first scene on Shortland Street was me sitting in the background sipping on a coffee. That was my first. And then from there, it just blew up. Boom! I was just like Shortland Street, and then I think it was just a couple of years after that. I just can't remember so much. Time had lapsed over, but Outrageous Fortune. These are kind of movies and films you wouldn't hear of. I don't know if you've heard of Hercules. Mm. Yes, I was involved in that one. I was an extra, but in that one, but you know, it wasn't. I played a guy that was dead, so I was lying on the ground. I didn't come on the actual final cut, but I was there for Hercules.
Mm. Yes. Awesome, Johnny. Exciting. And share with us the other passion you have.
Oh, well, one of the passions is for me. I do love art, the graphics. So I did get a degree. And media and visual arts, and so I'm very proud of that. I think I was the oldest one in the class. I was about, I don't want to tell you my age, but I was 40 plus, and everyone else was quite young. I think the youngest one was about 18 years old. But I never let that stop me. I just kept going and I love art, I love illustrations, and that's one of the things I love doing. Yes. And of course, the other passion I have is the singing, the music. So I love doing that. And that's what I've put over the years. I put most of my energy and my time into my music. Yeah.
Johnny, you know, a lot of us in the Pacific community have heard of you or seen you perform. And also, I love it, eh? I've seen you over the years performing, and you really bring the energy and get the crowd involved, you know? Have you always been an Elvis fan?
Yes. Ever since I was 9 years old, I do, if nobody has heard, I do Pacific Elvis, and it is a, some people say it's impersonator of Elvis Presley, but the true term is a Elvis tribute artist. Yes. So if you do hear that, they say ETA, but and that's just an individual or person like myself. We're just giving our tribute to Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. And we don't want, like, for me, I don't want to be Elvis. I don't want to look like Elvis or anything of the sort. There's only going to be one Elvis Presley, one king of rock and roll. And my parents used to raise me up with the movies of Elvis, G.I. Blues and Blue Hawaii. And I was, yes, Jailhouse Rock. I don't think you're Salah. Is Salah?
Yep.
I don't think you were born then. I think you were... Yeah, that, I don't know if you Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, and yeah. So I've always been interested in that and raised up. The thing about Elvis for me, of course, he's, you know, great entertainer, great singer, but also he was a family man. He loved his parents. He loved his mum. He was very kind and generous to his fans and supporter. I am a fan. And I'm just so blessed and so happy to use my gift or use my singing ability to help or to make another person feel happy if they do enjoy Elvis music. So just being a part of that, I could say, community or the Elvis family, not only in New Zealand but in Australia and around the world. Through the years, I've met a lot of people through doing the Elvis tribute artist.
Nice, Johnny. You've entertained and brought a lot of joy to a lot of people, you know, where you perform. So if there's anyone out there listening that want to get in touch with you, Johnny, how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, they can call me on 021-2530-365, and you just personally come straight to me, and then I'll probably just sing songs to you over the phone. But in all seriousness, Mel, you can jump on Facebook.
Yes.
It's probably the best way you'll get me on Pacific Elvis Entertainment Facebook page. That's the best one, if you're serious.
Nice, Johnny.
If you just want to have a laugh and have fun, just ring my cell phone. Then you'll get me singing to you. But, if you do want to get in contact with me, I'm also excited. I met a beautiful woman. Her name is Dal. She lives in Titirangi. She's an Elvis fan, and she has the title of my manager. So you could give her a call.
Yep.
On the Facebook page, yeah.
Reach out to you via that Facebook page.
Eh? Yeah. If they want, you know, birthdays, 60th, 70th birthdays, any event. Mel, if you've got your wedding coming up or anything special or something, anniversary or...
Wedding anniversary, that sounds better.
Yes, well, wedding anniversary. Oh, no, you look so young, I thought you were going to... Yes, but fine. Anything, any show, any gig, I'm available. I'm ready. If you're into the 50s, 60s rock and roll type of music, yeah, and of course Elvis Presley music, yeah.
Hey, Johnny, I want to get you to sing a song shortly, but I want to ask you a question. When I met you, seems like about 10 years ago, a while ago anyway. You know, you were a strong advocate. You know, you were the face of like mine, promoting mental health well-being. You know, you inspired a lot of people with your journey, you know, with your message. Can you share with us some tips, Johnny, from you to anyone out there that may be struggling and hard to get out of what they're going through? Any tips for us, Johnny?
Yeah, when you say that to me, I am proud and honored to be a part of like mine. Campaign and how they supported me through that. If you do look at the TV adverts, that was so dear to me, and it was true. A lot of people came up to me and they said, "Oh, were you just acting?" Because you know you do the acting, and I said, "No, that TV advert is real. That is real." The tips I would have, because everyone is different. And I do know that, and so I've always thought about this. I've been to a lot of groups over the years and talking about my journey, and many times I got it wrong. I thought I'll give them this answer, I'll give them this thing, but I don't want to put anybody wrong. I want, if there was a tip, there is one thing that I agree with and I support with, and is that of the suicide. If there was one thing, is probably not to be alone. Just don't do it by yourself. Have someone beside you, and it doesn't have to be your family, because I know, of course, I've been raised with a beautiful family, but some people don't have families, or you might not have friends. Some people got lots of friends, but you need somebody. You can't do it alone. You have to, that will probably be, because I tried it. I tried to do it alone. I tried to, when I was ill, I tried to hide. I was ashamed of myself. And then I pulled myself away from my church, from my colleagues. I was training to be a teacher. I pulled myself away. I pulled myself away from my brothers and sisters, and I went by myself in my room. And then I walked the streets late at night, and I was alone. And when I was alone, all these thoughts, negative, it's open to me. I was raised in a Christian family, a strong Christian family. And when I was alone, I cried to God. But then I turned to myself and I said, I can't do this. And when I was like, everything negative that you can think of, that's what happened. But when my sister reached out to me, I cried out to my sister. And then I got the support now. And it was my family, my sister, Terry, and Aliko, I love you. She made me breakfast. You need somebody to help you if you need that support. She made me breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a couple of months. And that really, physically, I was getting a lot stronger than that. And then my mind was still unwell, but I was with someone. Then my family. Then I said to myself, honestly, I'm in trouble. There's a problem with me. And then I said, in all seriousness, I need help. And it was good that I had, my family was there, my friends were there. But also I decided I needed the help.
It came from you, eh?
Yeah.
You reached out.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. You come to a point where the people are helping you, and then that help, you're getting a bit stronger. I was getting a little bit stronger from that depression. Mm. And I don't want to talk about, unless you want to ask me questions about that, I will gladly answer them. But it was that me taking that step.
Yes.
And saying, you know, there is a problem here with me. And then it just got better. Inside my thoughts.
Yes.
But it was just having somebody there. Don't, please, if you are going through something, please don't do it alone. Just have someone.
My Lord Johnny, thank you also for sharing that. As I was saying off air, you know, being involved with like minds many years ago, you know, trying to promote mental health and seeing the value in it, you know, we both know and appreciate the help and receive that we've received and the, you know, all the medical help to get us thus far. And with Dharma aligning again with our like minds, definitely happy to have you here on board again to share that message. You know, it takes a strong person to share that message, Johnny. Real talk, you know. There's a lot of us out there who need their help, and it's good to have you on board to be one of the leaders to front that real message. You know, there's real value in that. Johnny, I hope you can get yourself together. You're going to sing us a song now. You ready?
You got it? Yeah. I just want to see Mal and Sala. Is there any requests before I do? I'll just, excuse me, just turn off my mic. I'm just going to do some press-ups before. That's what I always do, press-ups, a couple of star jumps, and helping.
Do your thing, man. Do your thing. Well, Sala, you got any requests? I've got a man. I love Elvis. Hey, grew up listening to Elvis. Had an uncle who was a wannabe. I mean, Elvis and Pers. You know, he loved Elvis. Mm. Sideburns and all. Mm. I like for real. My favorite song Elvis is "All Shook Up." Eh?
Oh,
and "Suspicious Minds." I like that too. Sala.
I'm actually an Elvis fan also. I just don't know the titles, obviously, but I love a lot of his music.
You're too young.
What's another one? Love Me Tender. Crying at the Chapel. Man, you were always on my mind.
That's great, Mel. I don't know any of those songs.
Hit us with a tune, Johnny.
We'll try this one. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong and will never part. Sing it with me, love me tender. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Yeah, baby.
My man, yeah. My Lord Johnny. Thank you, we're doing it old school. Johnny's got his mobile phone next to the mic. We don't have the resources the mainstream station's got. From the heart. Thank you, Johnny.
It takes a lot out of me.
Thank you, Johnny. While you're catching your breath there,
I'm going to focus on Paul Sala, our youth lead for Tupu Services. Sala, thank you for your patience. Appreciate that. You know,
no worries.
Let's get right into it. Can you share with us your role, please?
Sure thing, Mal. Thank you. Just before I do that, just, you know, acknowledge one and only. My parents are actually big Elvis fans, and they always speak of the famous Samoan Elvis. And so I'm so grateful to be in the same room here today with the one and only, and appreciate the acknowledge the experiences that you've been through. Definitely not easy. So, yes, so I work, as mentioned, for Tupu Services. I've been blessed as another role of youth coordinator within our team. So basically, as a youth coordinator, I try to get out there and network and try to expose the service for the young people. External agencies, for example, Rangata Mariki, who hold a lot of young people, and basically offer our service as another option to support our young people in regards to as a mental health and addiction service, but from a cultural Pacific perspective. And so we definitely work from with our young people, and as we know, as Pacific, it's not the same as the mainstream age, where it's usually around the 17, 18 age. Our Pacific youth goes towards sometimes mid-20s. Some I've heard goes to 50, depending the context of what those youth. But basically our age group of youth is 13 years of age, to around the age group who we work with. So we work either with schools. We sometimes go into the school, secondary, alternative education. We provide workshops. So our program is called Niu Tupu. That's the program that we offer through all the different agencies out there and organizations. And so basically, tupu meaning growth. It's a common Pacific word meaning growth. And Niu, simple translation as a new. So referring to our young people as they're growing up, new to sort of life, experiencing the challenges of life, as mentioned earlier, with the challenges out there. So we offer our program via workshops. So we do our usual counseling, whether it be one-on-one or even groups as well. Our workshops are usually provided in a more innovative, fun, interactive way for our young people. As we know, the attention span of our young people is not as the same as our adults. So we try to make it very fun for them, at the same time educational at the same time. So yeah, we definitely try to get out there to several agencies that may have or may be working with young people at high risk, or even at low risk, wanting simple information or education around the impacts or the effects of alcohol and drugs.
That's me. Do you work alongside the police as well?
We definitely work along the police, whatever form of agencies, any form, whether it be school, whether it be Oranga Tamariki, police, doctors, social workers, where we could find our young people, families, parents, aunties, uncles, grandparents, even off the streets.
So what is the, how does it work, say, for some Pacific youth or a family with, youth in the family, some kids, school kids maybe? From your experience, Sala, because are they some of them addicted to drugs and alcohol?
Yes, simple answer, yes. Unfortunately, we do have our young people who are very highly involved with the substance use. And unfortunately, because the access seems to be much easier now than it ever has been. As you mentioned, Elvis, I'm not that old, so definitely the access back then is definitely not the same as it is now. There's a lot more. And I'll share a simple example. Yesterday, we found out there's even private groups amongst the senior age groups of high school, some being private schools, who organize certain parties where a lot of the substance, drugs, methamphetamine, alcohol are all used, involved quite heavily. So yes, definitely.
That may come as a huge shock for, you know, for, I guess for the normal family out there, mm-hmm. that are not aware. Mm-hmm. Man, that's the first I've heard of that. A lot's happened in the past few years.
Yeah. So it's unfortunate, as you mentioned, Mal, some are unaware. The saddest side to that is there are actually families that are aware. However, they are not given those tools or means to help support their young people. Some actually are also professionals who have young people in their own home who struggle with their own children with all the substance abuse. And I definitely 100% agree with what was shared. Do you mind me calling you Elvis for the rest of the show?
It's all good. All good.
Shared about the importance of having support. And so I definitely 100% agree with that advice and that encouragement of at all age group, whatever the status that you have in society, support is a massive means to help with the recovery or any form of improving or moving forward in life.
Absolutely. Salam, what is the best way for any families out there to reach out to the services you guys provide, seeing you guys align with a lot of these different agencies, you know?
Yep. So our main line, our families can contact us, or individuals, should I say, is our duty counsellor line. That's open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., 09-845-1810. So that's 09-845-1810. That's our main line. We also have clinicians who are a regional team, being under Waitemata District Health Board, although, like myself, I'm actually based out in South Auckland in Otahuhu. So we have a team that's spread out right throughout the whole Auckland region.
Otahuhu comes under Central, though, eh? Is that correct? Is Otahuhu part of Central Auckland?
So Otahuhu will come under counties. Manukau.
Okay.
But yeah, so we basically cover Auckland District Health Board, as you mentioned, area, should I say, right up to the North Shores, as far as the Bombay Hills. Favorite place down there is Pocono for the ice cream, but...
And the bacon.
So I was saying with the clinicians, they can make direct contact with us. Yes. Our team, I have great communication skills, so we love for the people to make contact with us.
Mahalo, Sal, and also you guys being with a focus on our Pacific youth.
Yep.
How about some of the families that are struggling, they have English as a second language. Do you guys have any services there that can provide counselling to those specific families?
Yep, great question. Thank you, Mal. We definitely do. So at the moment, our clinicians, there's a team of 14 of us that cover this massive area around the Auckland region. And we vary in languages, our Pacific languages as well. We've got Samoan clinicians, Tongan-speaking clinicians, Niuean, Cook Islander. And so we offer that in our one-on-one counseling sessions, as well as our groups. And so, for example, I also am one of the facilitators for the Samoan-speaking group.
Yes.
So we have during work hours as well as after hours. And so to help our hardworking Pacific people who get the bacon.
Absolutely.
And so, we definitely support in all those areas.
Mahalo, Sala. Thank you for sharing that
no worries.
Information, eh? Hey, look, we've come towards the end of our show, and
Man, time just flies, I told you, eh?
Wow.
Hours.
Mal, can I just say that this guy, this young man here sitting beside me, he's amazing.
Yes.
He's great. And can I just ask one question before the... Mm. You know, you're doing so much good things. What is the number at the Pocono? Is that for getting the ice creams? What is the contact for that?
That's a great question. I think it's on Google.
Sorry, Mal. Johnny. Sorry. Over to you, Mal. Over to you.
Johnny, final words to help wrap us up.
On my side, once again, much love from all of my family, to you and your families, and to everyone out there. Of course, stay safe, stay well, and keep smiling. And thank you once again for having me on your show, Mel.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate what you shared. Mm. And what is it? Don't reach out, eh? Don't be lonely. Mm. I mean, yeah. Reach out, don't be lonely.
Mm.
Thank you, Johnny. Salah, any final words to help wrap us up?
Yeah, no, thank you for the opportunity today. Great blessing. As I mentioned, this is my debut on radio. Really appreciate the opportunity. If I could just make a quick shout out.
Absolutely.
I heard you mention the word anniversary just earlier. Just wanted to shout out to my beautiful wife who's, I think, not doing any work but listening on at the moment. It's on 8th of August. Next month is our 11th year anniversary. Just shout out to my wife, my beautiful wife there. But God is good. He definitely lives. Jesus is the Christ. He loves us. And if all else fails, they're always there, willing to listen.
Amen. Thank you, Salah, for sharing that. And happy. That's a long time, 11 years. What a blessing. What a blessing. John, are you ready for another song to close us off?
Fantastic, yes. Was there any callers out there? Was there any requests?
Man, I got the phone off the hook, eh? It would just be too much of a distraction.
Okay, Mal and Sal, I'm going to sing the very first song that I learned, the very first song that I ever sang. You know, I've been singing for 60 years now, so this was my very first song. Teddy Bear.
Baby, let me be loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Won't you let me be your teddy bear? I don't want to be a tiger, cause tiger's way too rough. I don't want to be a lion, lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just want to be your teddy bear and put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Won't you let me be your teddy bear? Oh, baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair, cuddle me real tight. Won't you let me be
your teddy bear? Everyone sing it, come on.
While I don't want to be a tiger,
clap your hands, come on.
When I tend to...
Everyone stand up, clap your hands.
Me a tiger.
But not if you're driving. If you're driving listening, please don't stand up because you'll be driving.
I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Won't you let me be
your teddy bear?
Won't you let me be?
Sing it, people.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
I felt the breeze into the tears, caught up in the danger, plan of a ghetto seed, danger before reprieve, name of a baller son, won't let them punish me, live my life on the run, Mr. Kohana says, life in the devil's sin, trapped in my prophecy, deceived before honesty, she was my only friend, caution my enemies, taught me to be a man, promised me anything, gave me the life to be, lay down and shelter me, walk through the fiery line, she even did the time, lied to the prosecutor, sold him the alibi, full of the dirty money, selfishly crucified, how do I pay the dues, who must be qualified, do I deserve the passion and pain, she often do, to keep the family pure, away from the hatred's hand, promised a better man, down to my knees in prayer, wishing my mama was here. Slang and cane, though never was the issue. Only ever knew was time. Spending was part of the grind. Time you let me in a family. We traded poor stories and riches. Contemplated the millions. Shared gas rules, the live turns. Built the piper, built a soldier. Never see the hate and envy. Wouldn't wish it on his enemy. What he gave to me, the life sense. Now we begging the Lord for repentance. Can't save the little nigga. Motor in his image. Taught him to back down from nothing and no motor. Never switching lies, the beast to kill souls, but not forgiving. Meanwhile, the poor get the niggas on a mission to destroy. Mama's godsend, death before the sign of silence. The cold got a witness. I miss him, my nigga was here. The words of the boss spread. Get your father's lie, walk through the prince of game, follow my crooked path, addiction to human crime, listen to evil tale, see through your maker's eyes, watch for your enemy, keeping them close at hand, die for your wicked ways, honesty tricks the fool, smile when you're feeling pain, capture the victory, love for the chosen few, the power of the baller's plan, ride until heaven comes, along with blood and shit, through the ways of old. Bow down, repent, never enter the priest. Sentence me graciously, Father, I hear your cry. Turn to the post of sin, make me a fallen guy. Example for all my peers, help me in time of need. Teach me the baller's path, all that you're looking for. Are hearing the hustle song, the words of the baller's prayer.
The ball is way, way.